If you're ready to confront your destiny, if this is the moment that you've been praying for, tune in and listen to your cosmic cheerleader, Commander Lady Athena, for cosmic pep talks, for closet Christ. The show is the voice of the Ashtar Command. The call is for you to step forward into your greatness. Be listening on Wednesday. We have an appointment with destiny.
Greetings in the divine love and light of the Supreme Creator. I'm Commander Lady Athena, and you're listening to the voice of the Ashtar Command, Cosmic Pep Talks for Closet Christs. This evening, our seminar topic is The Great Solar Mystery, Life and Radiance. So if you're ready, take a deep breath and call yourself forward as a great ball of golden light. As if a sun itself were descending from that part of you that is indeed a solar angel. And let it come and rest gently in the center of your forehead, back behind your brow. No, it doesn't burn. It has a cooling and peaceful and soothing vibration to it. And allow this beautiful orb of golden light, this divine self that you truly are, that actually is born of the sun, that is the very life and radiance divine within you. Allow its rays now to fill your mind. Feel the gentle healing, cooling, and clarifying rays. Bless your eyesight with greater vision of your own divinity and that of others. See it coming and blessing all of the senses, your sight, your hearing, your tasting, your speech, your hearing, your sensing and touching, your understanding, your creativity, and your divine intelligence. See it flowing in gentle rays now into your throat, opening your ability to speak truth, to speak that which to you emanates from your own deepest sense of being. See it clearing any blocks in your communication. Allow them to dissolve in this golden solar light. See the rays now flowing down and illumining what looks like a beautiful rose that is not quite opened yet. But when touched with the rays, begins to unfold petal by petal as your heart opens to divine love. And as each petal unfolds, a beautiful fragrance emanates, perfuming the whole aura in which you sit. And let anything that would be a block to that loving dissolve in these golden rays of divine effulgence. And see the rays emanating from the rose, which is your very heart center, flowing down your arms and opening the healing centers and the chakras of your palms and radiating through your fingers so that you bless when you touch. And you extend the love of God from your pure heart as you embrace and touch and interact with your fellow human beings. And see these beautiful golden rays now going down into your organs and your body, cleansing, healing, purifying, relieving any digestive troubles or blocks, any emotional hang-ups that may be impeding your ability to be at ease with yourself, at ease with your life. You can let the struggle go. You can get all of the warring dissolve in this golden light, all of the conflicts and emotional turmoil. See them all just dissolve in the golden effulgence, which is your if and of your own being, your own divinity that is inhabiting and irradiating your whole being with love and the presence divine, which is your own self. Now see it flow down into your organs of creation and creativity, those organs that allow you the function of creating life from your own body. The one act in which, as a human being, you can birth another human being. How sacred is this function? And see the light flowing down through your thighs and hips and legs, your ankles, excuse me, and your feet. See the light flowing out through your toes. See it seeping down into the soul star in the center of the earth, blessing the earth, bringing stability, assisting Gaia as she gives birth to her next dimensional incarnation of her being. See the golden light of your own centered stability flowing like liquid golden plasma into all of the fault lines, both known and unknown on the planet, bringing a malleability and a ability of the earth to gently move and adjust with the incoming energies without any abrupt shifts. But she can accommodate and assimilate and dance and flow and move with ease without disrupting life on the surface. See her absorbing and drinking in the nectar and sweetness of your own holy self as you merge with your own solar presence. And now just see that light quietly centering in your heart as if there were a beautiful flame of golden light emanating up from that rose. And let's hear as we chant. Your holy heart and each of the cells of your body chanting the sacred name of God, Hugh. Imagine that every single cell in your body, every organ, is praising God, is emanating and embodying the love of God, the light of God, the divine sound current of God, the very life that courses through every sentient being, that is the one life of God. So we will chant the you 3 times. Deep breath. You. The suns of all the universes are chanting you. Every cell in your body is a little miniature solar system. And the solar particle in each cell is chanting the hue. Your whole body rings and sings. But the love and the joy of praising the one creator. Allow the bliss of that divine union to fill you and dissolve anything that is not supremely at peace and loving. Take a deep breath and feel the benediction of the solar Christ rest upon your head. You can feel it very tangibly. You are the beloved, the blessed one of God, made in the image and likeness of supreme light, supreme love, supreme bliss. And as you gently place your focus in the center of your head, let's journey through the great central sun system, shall we? There is a great mystery in the sun, which is gradually being revealed, gradually occurring, and will continue to occur. And it's this: every outer form but veils a higher divine principle that is ensouling that outer form. And we are piercing through that doorway into what has been called the kingdoms of glory, the God realms, the solar dynastic realm, that all the great rishis and high initiates of all time have spoken of as their lineage. Beloveds, it is your lineage and mine and everyone's that awaken to that. So as you gently focus in the center of your head, imagine that you are journeying through the heart of the sun in the center of your head. No, it's not hot, beloved. It is bliss. It is joy. It is God kissing you on the forehead. And just keep allowing yourself to move without stress, without effort. See yourself flowing to that corridor of light that opens before you. And you're drawn deeper and deeper into an opening of divine glory that no words can describe. And notice how every sun, all of the great central sun systems are accessed. Through this corridor, they all align. See how they all align? Sun within sun within sun within sun. And the bliss and the glory of God fills you. And just allow yourself to be bathed in that great, great love, that great healing. So if there are parts of your body that need healing, or your mind, or your emotions, or your memories, it all dissolves in the presence of perfection, which is your own divine being. And let's take another deep breath. And gently return your awareness very gently back. Wrist in the center of your head. And then gently center in that beautiful heart flame in the center of the fully unfolded rose of your divine Christ-like love. And gently open your eyes. Beloved, the great solar mystery that will continue to unfold for you as you keep exploring the worlds that open up from within you as you focus in the center of your head. Everything you seek opens inward. Every realm, every universe, every dimension, and beyond. The whole purpose of every form of spiritual practice is simply to quiet the body and the mind and the emotions so that one can be centered in that soul space. A point of light within the center of your head. And as the mind is stilled and quieted, and your whole being is filled with the love and faith and devotion to the Supreme Creator, you will be drawn through what you could call the eye of God into those divine realms beyond time and space, beyond the fields of karma and duality, into the self supreme. This, beloved, is your true home. You were born of the sun. That which you call the divine self, the Atma, the I am that I am, or the monad. Extends its glory as light, as love, as sacrificial self-bestowal, like rays of the sun from that point of light that is within, but is within a greater light and a greater light and a greater light. Until words fail. For we can never get beyond God. So the greatest mystery of the solar being that we are is that we can never come to the end of the glory of the divine self that we truly are. And as we initiate into greater and greater degrees of self-awareness, self-realization, God-realization, more and more of the divine mysteries are revealed. And again, there is no end. For we are always a light within a greater light, a strand of loving energy within the stream of love divine, a spark of sacrificial fire focused within the fiery will of God. And we keep expanding the glory of God as we embody more and more of that life and radiance supreme, in which we live and move and have our being, in which in the human levels we serve as an instrument to which that light can flow through the body, can bless through the touch, can bestow divine quickening through the eyes and the gaze, can speak the words of God through our mouth, and can be the tangible presence of the one which is indescribable, that is the all that is. So there's a prayer that we say as we commit to discipleship, as we come under the mentoring of those great ones that have gone before us and have realized the self. We can say it together. I am a messenger of light. I am a pilgrim on the way of love. I do not walk alone, but know myself as one with all great souls, and one with them in service. Their strength is mine. This strength I claim. My strength is theirs. And this I freely give. A soul, I walk on earth. I represent the One. So we just experienced the most, there just are no words to describe the eclipse and the that moment when all of us in America and throughout the world looked up and forgot everything else and came together as one. The purity, the innocence, the awe was palpable. The peace. I watched it on television and chanted the Gayatri Mantra, which is a Vedic prayer to the sun, that the inner sun that we just experienced could fill our minds and illumine us, that we together could awaken to the divine within us and allow that divinity to fill every part of our being. And you can learn the Gayatri properly from Satya Sai Baba himself on YouTube. It's important that you learn to chant it correctly. When chanted correctly, it will illumine you. I have, excuse me, in the past shared a story. When I was in a Sai Baba retreat back in probably the 70s, I was sitting before an easel that had a photograph of Sai Baba on it in a room filled with other Sai Baba retreatants. And we were chanting on a japa mala the Gayatri Mantra 108 times. When all of a sudden, everything in the room dissolved into waves of golden light. That was my first experience of realizing that God's light is all that exists. There are no forms. There are no forms. There's nothing solid. There's only the light of God. That when mixed with our minds has taken the various forms that we see in the world. According to our nature, our ingrained tendencies, the prevailing energy or guna that we embody at any given time, be it inertia or passion or goodness, let's be goodness, that form will take shape. And that is how form and the outer worlds and these bodies that we tend to identify with that are not us at all, that's how they take shape. But every form, be it a planet, a sun, a moon, or a physical body, but veils a divine principle that's inherent within it. That is the life principle. That is the radiance. That is the spark of sacrificial fire. That is the strand of living love. That is the light within a greater light that indwells every single one of us and is immortal. It can never, ever, ever cease to be. And it goes from glory to glory. In 2025, the spiritual masters that guide and guard our evolution on this planet will send forth another messenger from Shambhala. Because every 100 years, Shambhala sends forth one person to bring forward the teaching for the next 100 years. The one that brought forward the teachings that we are culminating today, not today, but up until 2025, was Madam H.P. Blavatsky, a great, great soul, sent directly by the Masters to enunciate the teachings that would form the foundation for our next advancement of evolution. And the opening of our understanding to the great life in which we live and move and have our being, which is the solar logos. We are actually cells within the body of that great solar logos. And more. And much more. But if we live and move and have our being in that great symbol, the sun, which has for ages drawn the worship of the various peoples throughout time, then it means that we are the life principle and the radiance principle and the divine sound of God that sings through every single cell in the cosmos, the primordial word, the pranava. The scientists have recorded the sun chanting Om. And each planet they have recorded has a different song. We've heard of the cosmic chord, the cosmic chorusing, when the sun stars sang together. And that's what that is. But each cell in your body, when it is congruent with your own divine self, sends forth a melodic tone unique unto yourself. So the light and sound codes are encoded down deep into your DNA, into every single fiber of your being. You are the very fingerprint of God. There is nothing you can do to make yourself holier and more perfect than you are now. Regardless of how much of that you're able to present through your personality, that's not the important thing. The important thing is who and what you are eternally and forever. There's nothing you can add on to what God has created. It's an absolute replica of itself. Contemplate that. So I had this experience back in the 70s, which later on when I had my book of Bhrigu reading, 5,000-year-old Vedic scriptures that are written on palm leaves, I guess they are. Anyway, they're sheaves that have been impressed by these ancient rishis that could read every soul's destiny. And it said that at that age that I was at that time, I would have Atma Darshana. I would have the vision of the Atma. And that's what happened to me. And never again did I believe in the solidity of form after that experience. Now, since then, I've had even deeper experiences. But that was my first one. And when it says in the Bible that God is light, that's the absolute truth. God is light. So when you raise your vibration up to a certain point, you'll find that all solid form dissolves in light. You can practice it very simply. Get a picture of Sananda or Jesus or Sai Baba or any illumined being, Sri Ananda Moima, Ramakrishna. It's hard to find a photo with his eyes open because they're usually half closed. But get somebody that has their eyes open so you can look into their eyes. There's a lot of good pictures of Sai Baba. And stare at that picture with a relaxed gaze, without staring in, as in looking, but just with a soft gaze. Look at that, in those eyes. And at a certain point, you'll notice that if you begin to see a black and white kind of flashing of the image, you might see the face morph into different shapes or whatever. You can do this with a human being, too. It's very, very powerful. But at some point, when the mind is still, you'll notice the whole thing vanish into light. You can do that with any person, and you will have the same experience. And when that person in front of you vanishes in pure white light, it means that you have turned into pure white light. You have transcended what's called the great veiling illusion of the physical form, and you are manifesting the light that you are, which pours through your eyes, which are the very windows in the house of God that you are. You are God's house, and the light in that house pours out the windows of your eyes and blesses everything you look upon. So we had a wonderful moment in which the earth, the peoples of earth, forgot everything and looked up. Now, we are integrating that energy, and I believe we'll be integrating it for some time. It's just going to keep coming and coming in waves, this cosmic triggering effect. Now, many people were overcome to the point of tears during the eclipse. It's been reported that atheists suddenly, in many cases, became believers, that people got weak in the knees. Some were completely breathless. Some couldn't speak because of the tears. And people were deeply moved. What happened? Well, I believe that they were triggered into awakening, in some cases to their past lives when they had been worshippers of the sun. In some cases where they had been initiates of the solar dynasty and had a recall of those ancient teachings. In some cases, it was an opportunity where the divine love and light of people, because they were not emotionally caught up in the dreary things of the earth, they actually were in a place where they could receive the light of God directly into their mind. But whatever it triggered, and also some people, it said, decided to devote their lives to science or to becoming solar physicists. So it had a different effect on different people. But the point is that the sun has always, since ancient times, been regarded as God, or at least as a symbol of God. It's a symbol, but many of the ancients actually practiced solar worship to where they actually believed the outer orb of the sun was God. Now, the sun has three components. It has the outer shell that we see flaming, and that is fire by friction. The sun, when its aura interacts with the aura of Earth or other planets, causes the friction that produces heat, produces electricity, produces growth in plants and in all of us. It enables us to see the meeting of the light within us through our gaze, and the solar rays enables physical sight to take place. The sun is the giver of life, and this is all just the outer form of the sun that we see when we look up. But as you just experienced going inward, you pierce into a deeper level of the sun, which is solar fire and represents the soul, the Christ self, if you will, the solar Christos. And that's where the soul itself, as creative intelligence, emanates. And then you have a deeper, more esoteric level of the sun, which is representative of Fohat, which is the very will and power of God. And that is like the Atma, the I am or monadic presence within each one of us. And we come forward through that solar dynasty as a ray again of God's divine will, love, and creative intelligence. We are the embodied purpose of God. And the purpose of God is to expand that presence throughout creation. So it takes on all of the forms and everything that we see. But when you travel back inside that corridor of light, you will come upon a great presence. And you will fall before it and worship it. But it is your own self as the solar angel. It is your own divine self. I will tell you another great secret. There is nothing but the one self in all of existence. And everything you see within and without is your own self. There is no other. Your negativity takes the form of all the dark imagery that you may see, and all of your nightmares and negativity and suffering. They are the children of your mismanaged consciousness. To whom are they to come but to you for healing and embracing back into the love of God? Where are they going to go if they don't come to you? Everything came from you. Everything shall return to you. Mind, spirit, body are your temples for the self to realize in them your supreme being and becoming. That's a prayer Lord Maitreya has given. And another thing you're going to see when you look up in the skies, and you can see it right now on YouTubes, is a phenomena that started around 2008. It was the heralding of the presence of the world teacher, the Lord Maitreya, into our world, much as the heralding of the Master Jesus was heralded by our Ashtar command ship, the Star of Bethlehem. That star that led a few Tibetans, called the Three Wise Men, or actually, well, who knows if there were three or more, but they were rishis, Tibetan rishis, according to Sai Baba, that had come to welcome the Christ principle in the body of the infant Jesus that had been born in Bethlehem, was heralded by a large star, which was really a great spaceship, that led the Tibetans over to where the Christ child had been born. In like manner, the heralding of the Lord Maitreya is being foretold and presented, heralded would be the correct term, by four great spacecraft that are in our atmosphere, and they appear like plasma stars, like orbs that morph. Sometimes you'll see one, but it doesn't behave like a spaceship, and it's not way, way, way or far away like a star. It's in our atmosphere. And some of them look like really beautiful orbs. I think probably all of you remember seeing the spiral that came out of Norway, where there was this blue spiral that was seen. I think that was the very, very first manifestation of this star or orb or spacecraft. It's actually, in fact, a spacecraft. But it morphs into different shapes. There are four spacecraft, which are ginormous ships. Two of them are from Mars, one is from Venus, and one is from Jupiter. And they dance and zigzag and morph. I posted on my Facebook and told you about the four of them that appeared off the coast of Malibu a few months back here in California. It was the best display I have seen of those four craft. But they merged together, all four, and then they separated. And then they became two, and they merged and separated. They looked like dancing plasmic orbs. So keep watching for them. You can look at them on YouTube now, but keep looking up for them, and you will see them in the daytime. You will see them at any time. And what they do is that they are operating on solar charged batteries, so they have to go out of manifestation. They go near the sun, and they recharge their batteries, which are a series of crystals that interact with the solar rays, and then they appear again. And so they'll take turns appearing so that they're present throughout the days and nights, and you just keep looking for them. These are very, 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 very large ships, and their task is to cause you to look up and wonder and talk about, what is this? They don't exactly behave like a spaceship, but you could call them, I suppose, a UFO. They don't behave like a star because they're in our atmosphere and they're close. And they do this amazing dance. And they emanate love and good vibrations. So obviously they're peaceful. They're not threatening in any way. But they're telling you that the world teacher is present on the planet and is getting ready to emerge and be known officially in his true capacity. He's been living in a section of East London in various Indian temples for a few years at a time and training groups of swamis and other chelas to go forth and spread his teachings, which will be the teachings for the next 2,005 years on the planet. And as I've told you before, I have been in London, and I was summoned directly into his presence, not in the physical body, but in my probably subtle body, probably etheric body. I was shot physically out of my physical body, into his direct presence, which was physical and conscious. And then I've had about 7 different encounters with him where he has assumed different forms, but I knew at the time, in most cases, it was Maitreya, or later afterwards I realized it was Lord Maitreya. So keep your eyes open, because he can appear anytime, any place, to anyone, in any guise. But when that happens, you never forget it, and he always impresses you with a tremendous, uplifting message. So keep your eyes open. Now, when he appears on television, I understand he's been on CNN and several other major networks, but as a very outstanding person from the Asian Pakistani community of East London, he did not declare himself in his true identity, okay? But the day will come, and soon, we hope, and with the appearance of these four dancing orb star UFOs, it will be soon, because it was said that just before he emerges and shares who he is publicly, there will be the phenomena of the stars. And another thing that happened that I have also seen, a little before that, actually, quite a bit before that, he started manifesting crosses of light in the windows of El Monte, which is a Hispanic community not too far from where I am right now in Los Angeles. And everywhere these crosses appeared, in usually bathroom windows and, in ordinary homes, there was a tremendous transformation of the people there. They became devoted to prayer. They joined together, most of them being Catholic, to venerate the Blessed Mother, to venerate the Sacred Heart of Jesus, to pray, do the rosary. And healings occurred, and transformations, and the gang leaders, you know, gave up being in gangs, and the crime decreased tremendously. And we traveled down into Santa Monica to see if we could see any of these things, but we didn't. But there are many, many pictures of them in Share International magazines in the past issues that are put out by Benjamin Krem and his group. And Benjamin Krem, who recently passed, has been the foremost person to give forth these teachings, and that was his job that was allotted by the Ashtar Command and also allotted by the masters, and one in particular that is his own master, whose name he will not divulge for obvious reasons, but he was the one that gave the information that Benjamin Krem has been sharing for many, 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 many years. And, of course, I went to hear him speak when I was living in London in 2000. I went many times to hear him speak. So I've had a lot of experience with what I'm sharing. But the next phenomena is with the cooperation of the space people. Lord Maitreya has been making patterns on the sides of buildings. They look like diamonds with like a... looks like a bone to me, in the center of the diamonds, a bone-shaped object. And sometimes there's squares with a cross through them. Maybe with this show I'll post a few of them so you can see what they look like. But again, you can see pictures of them on the Share International website, who puts out a monthly magazine called Share International. That shares lots and lots of experiences, not only of things that are happening around the world to help people and to share the teachings of Maitreya, but also people like myself who've had visions and physical encounters with Lord Maitreya in his various guises and various things that have happened, and also the Master Jesus. They'll manifest the shafts of light and all sorts of different things. But these patterns on the buildings are amazing. And I saw them when I was with Commander Allion in Connecticut. His little daughter saw them. They appeared on the wall of the apartment building right outside across from their place. And then when Allion and I were taking a walk with his daughter, we saw them on other buildings. And then, of course, I've seen them also elsewhere since then. But keep your eyes open, because these are marvelous things that are happening. The other thing that's happening, did you see the crop circle? I posted it on my timeline in Facebook. This incredible crop circle occurred either the day of the eclipse or just before. But it obviously was radiating a long message that appeared in this space script. Beautiful script. Like a letter to us. And how do we decode that? Well, not in the language that we speak, because as Jesus would say, that speech is twice removed from reality. But what you do is you register the light and sound encodements of that message in your consciousness, which conveys to you some understanding and clarity. So crop circles are meant to be interacted with, they're meant to be sat in, contemplated, meditated upon, and just hanging out with them, because they will convey a message that is usually blocked by our human mind. So check out the crop circle connector. It's a page that is on the internet that has all of these wonderful crop circles. And be amazed. Just be amazed. And look up. Look up. Marvelous things are happening. Many of the craft that will be showing themselves are so immense that they're under cloaking devices in the atmosphere around the planet at this time, and they keep them cloaked so they won't freak out people. But they're benign. They mean no harm. And the time will come when they, and I think fairly soon, to tell you the truth, I think really soon, they're going to be helping humanity as we go through more of these earth changes.
hopefully they will not be, devastating. Hopefully we'll be through the fourth dimensional sieving point, you know, the point that acts like a sieve, and we'll be through that and into the fifth dimension of the new Earth before any really, really catastrophic Earth changes occur. That's what I'm hoping for. And I think we can do it. But, the last thing the hierarchy wants at this point is for us to go through another Atlantean trauma and waste this opportunity of conscious ascension. But nevertheless, they say, Junvalo says, and I believe a lot in what he has been shown, that however you make the transition, whether you ascend, whether you lose your body, whether you go consciously, you still go to the same place. And I think that's a comforting thought, because actually the body itself veils the immortal life that you are. It's like the sun veils the greater life of which it is simply the outer vehicle when you look up at the sky. So things are happening very rapidly now. We're on the very brink of having tremendous revelations about the sun, the nature of God, our own nature, the new revelations that will be given to whoever the Shambhala, Masters of Shambhala, send as their next emissary, and Prema Sai Baba. Prema Sai Baba is growing up his infant body now, his child body, I should say. And he's the most beautiful being I have ever seen in my life. I had a very vivid night vision of him, encounter with him, spoke to him. And there's no words to describe how beautiful Prema Sai Baba is. But he, he's adventing. And we have the most marvelous incarnation we've ever had. So don't let the outer karmic clearings that are happening in politics and the various entrenched ideologies that are battling it out right now, don't get sucked into that. Hold the light for these people and pray for their awakening and pray that they can get through and, that this discord, this ancient hatred can just dissolve in the love of God. And we know it can. Because the greatest power on earth, the greatest solvent, the greatest detergent, the greatest healer, the greatest purifier is simply the love of your pure divine heart in which God resides. Keep that light bright by two things. Repetition of the name of God, whether you call it a rosary or a japa mala or your mantra or your initiatory tone or chanting hue, but keep the name of God. And with the name of God, meditate on the form of God. You can meditate on a light, a candle flame, or the form of your chosen image of God, or a living avatar, or an avatar that has passed. But focus on the name and meditation on the form. If you do that, you will gradually be moved into the state of self-realization. But you need the name and the form, and the light and the sound. And the sound current is in the name, and the light is in the form. So with the name and the form, you have the light and the sound. And then take it inward. Take it through that corridor of light in your mind. As you read the Bible or the scriptures, my other experience was in reading the Bible that when I was really focused and contemplating on that scripture, it would itself open up as a corridor of light. And revelation beyond revelation beyond revelation. So when you study the sacred scriptures, be it the Bible, the Quran, the Bhagavad Gita, the Vedas, whatever, look beyond the form of the word and get into the very spirit that is veiled by the outer form of the book and the word and the scriptural verse. Go beyond the form. And as you do that, you'll find that it opens up to the real book of life, which is written in the light and sound currents of Almighty God. and they're within you. They're in the book of life, which is within you. They're in the book of God's remembrance, which is within you. They're in the holy writ of your own life, because you yourself are a walking, living scripture. You yourself are an extension of the love and the wisdom and the purity and the creativity and intelligence of Almighty God. And the sun is simply a symbol of your own atmic self, your own divine self. But remember, it's always the light within a greater light in which you move and live and have your eternal being ever unfolding the glory of God. So I hope this has been helpful. It's certainly an exciting time in which we're born. Contemplate that all of the ancient peoples, many, many of them, had a sun disk over their third eye and their headdress. Contemplate the imagery when you look at the different statues and the different depictions of ancient people and high priests and priestesses, and observe how many times the sun was featured in a headdress over the third eye. And you'll have an idea of why we selected that particular imagery for you tonight in your meditation. And go beyond the form, go beyond everything that looks material. And as you pierce that great illusion of the material form, you will find that it leads you directly into an endless corridor of divine ecstatic bliss as world after world is revealed to your astonished gaze. Until you realize, oh my gosh, all of those worlds have emanated from my own being. So anyway, with our intention focused upon blessing all of humanity and every life form on this earth, let us sing forth the Anai hue and feel the oneness of all life and the love and the well-being that we wish every single sentient being, that all could awaken to the divine glory and light and life and radiance that they truly are. Deep breath. Close with the nine magic words, which you can hold in your mind when you watch any news that is disturbing or would like to bring peace into any conflict that's erupting around you. And it's simply this: God bless you. I love you. Peace. Be still. Remember those nine magic words. It's amazing how they will diffuse and relieve tension and discord. God bless you, and God willing, I'll be with you this time next Wednesday. Namaste.